It's curling day in Saskatchewan. So pleased to be joined by the second from Team Matt Dunstone. Kirk Myers is with us. Kirk, how are things?
Things are going well. Thanks for having me there, Dave.
You survived the bubble in Calgary, not only with the Brier, but of course with the mixed doubles. Was there one thing that you wanted to do when you were able to exit that bubble?
You know, there wasn't much. It was, I think everyone's kind of been quarantining this past year, and that's just kind of been life for everyone. So when we left the bubble, that was just kind of what we continued to do, you know, stay home, stay away from people and that sort of thing. But it was neat when we when I jumped in the car to drive home, all of a sudden I saw the world again. So after 5 weeks, I was able to see the world driving around in the car as I drove home. So that was pretty neat.
It's not done yet, though. You've got an opportunity to play a couple events, from what I understand, that are just around the corner. And, of course, some real big consequences on the line when we're talking Canadian curling trials.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're heading back to the bubble here for next week, and got two more Grand Slam events on the go, which is really exciting for our team as we continue to build and try to get better as a new unit as we get into the trials in the fall. Two Grand Slam events, so that'll be exciting. Top 12 teams in the world are competing for the first time in over a year, so that'll be awesome. And like I said, for us, it's really about kind of continuing to develop the team, taking over what we learned from the Brier, and then going against, you know, the top 12 teams in the world and trying to see where we fit into that mix.
Talked to Matt Dunstone earlier, and he said that he has not watched that semifinal game against Botchard. Have you?
No, I haven't. Been busy with curling and getting caught up on work and all that sort of stuff, and I guess I'm not ready to shed a few tears yet, so I haven't been able to watch it yet. Same as Matt.
Is it something you will do, though? Will you watch it?
I guess maybe there'll be a time when the team sits down and you know, does some game review and those sort of things and watches it. If it's just up to me to enjoy a curling game, I likely won't. But maybe in 10, 15 years when the career's over, it'll be something I look back on and watch it. But if the team isn't going to watch it kind of as a unit to kind of get some game film out of it, it's probably not something I'll take time to do. It's pretty heart-wrenching to watch something like that.
Well, I tell you, you had our province cheering loud during the mixed doubles when you were competing with Laura. Again, you get off to that undefeated start and then run into some tough teams right in playoff time. What was your takeaway from that event?
Yeah, you know, very similar. You know we can compete and beat the best teams there, and we do have what it takes to win those events, and sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. And, we ran into a buzzsaw with Botcher at the Brier, who ended up winning it. And then we ran into a buzzsaw in Gushue and Anderson, who are arguably two of the best curlers in the world and in our country, and they ended up winning the mixed doubles. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's going to happen. And once you kind of get into that final four or five, you know, it's kind of a coin flip to see who wins it. And you know, it wasn't our year this year, but I think it just showed that we can compete at that level and we're playing really well and we can kind of develop and slowly get better over the next few years and kind of finish the job off.
Parents can understand, Kirk Myers, that this question is kind of like trying to get you to pick your favorite child. Which would you like to play more, the mixed doubles and the doubles format, or the four-player traditional format, if you will?
Yeah, you know, I think they both kind of have their positives and negatives, I think, like any parent would say. But the mixed doubles is a lot of fun, and I think we enjoy it as curlers. We enjoy it a lot because it's a lot different. It's a totally different game. It's fast-paced. It's quick. So I think in terms of fun, the mixed doubles is so much fun, and I think it's the future of the game. But I think the reason we do find it so much fun is we have that contrast in the four-person game. So it's nice to have that back and forth where you can enjoy the four-person while you play it and then kind of get a break from that, play the mixed doubles when you get to play that, and then you get to go back to the four person. So I think both of them have their place, and the fact that I get to play both of them kind of make both of them fun when I get to do them and get a break from the other one.
Kirk Myers, you're too classy of a guy to do any trash talking, but I am going to give you an opportunity right now, as Vic Router and Cheryl Bernard and Russ Howard were maybe questioning your fitness level when it came to brushing during the Brier. Anything that you'd like to say when it comes to brushing after having skipped for a while and played, you know, some third and so on and so forth? Anything you'd like to say back?
Well, I must say that those three do an amazing job. I was here. We didn't have any cameras in the building, so we weren't sure what they were shooting. Honestly, it was one of those things. I'd sweep, and then there's no benches out there, so just to take a break, I'd go on my haunches and I'd catch my breath, and then I'd go back to it. So I wasn't really thinking about, you know, being too tired to sweep, but you know, I'm in pretty good shape. I think I'm in the best shape of my life. But you work hard out there. We're playing a sport. We're putting all our energy into it, so that's the way it goes. And like I said, I think it was a good soundbite for TSN to grab onto as a, you know, quote unquote, a former skip is out there sweeping. So it was just kind of neat that way.
Did you get any text messages?
I got a few, and like I said, for the first while, I had no clue what they were talking about. But, you know, I do it in mix, too. Is when I want a break, I just sit down on my haunches and have a break. It kind of helps recover myself. So that's basically the only reason I do it. And like I said, I guess I got to catch my breath, too.
I was watching the game, and I was betting. I was betting, and I lost, would have maybe lost $5. I was sure that Dallin, your brother, would have gone ahead and texted you and said, "See, I told you it's hard."
No, he like. I think we probably when the first game that was on, we ended up losing that game. So Dallin, being the good big brother he is, he let me wallow in that loss and didn't rub it in. So that's a good big brother. Otherwise, if we would have won it, I'm sure I'd have heard about it.
Curling Day in Saskatchewan is all about the Tim Hortons Canadian Curling Trials coming to Saskatoon. And again, we are cheering hard for you guys to be there representing not only Saskatchewan, but again, representing a great foursome that you guys have become. You have played at home for a championship, if I'm not mistaken, back in 18, if I'm correct.
That's right.
What does it mean to be able to play, or what would it mean to be able to play at home?
Oh, I mean, there's nothing like it. I mean, I think for any athlete to play at home is so special. But for a curler to play a huge championship in Saskatchewan at home, there's nothing better. I mean, Saskatchewan curling fans are the best curling fans in the world. You'll hear that from all the curlers that come from anywhere in the world to Saskatchewan. They love playing in Saskatchewan. The building is always packed. It's super exciting. And then for us to be at home in that environment, to get to play in that environment, would be so exciting. And then, you know, you never know. Maybe we have a good week and you get yourself into the playoffs in the final in front of a full building at Saskatoon Center. I don't think it would be anything we'd ever forget, and it'd probably be one of the coolest moments of our lives. So hopefully we can get that opportunity, and hopefully the building can be full, and COVID can be kind of behind us, and we can have some fun with 15,000 of our closest friends.
Kirk Myers, can't thank you enough for taking time for us on this Curling Day in Saskatchewan. Wish you and the rest of Team Dunstone the best, and again, we've got our fingers crossed because we can't wait to cheer you on here at the trials.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.